appreciate you. And I just want to see us all make it home. It's a good crowd today. Look how full we are. Isn't that awesome? Even with folks that are under the weather and a lot of folks in the Sunday school area. And yet the sanctuary looks like this. I'm excited about the new church. I'm excited about what God's up to. Amen. Why don't we just look toward heaven and just shout out Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. To the greatest dad in the universe, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's just lift our hands and give him glory. And give him praise and give him honor. And the greatest gift that we could give to the greatest giver is ourselves. And that's what we offer here today in the mighty and in the wonderful name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. While you're standing, let's go to the Word of God and look at Matthew chapter number 1 and verse 21. The scripture makes it sound as if it would be more of benefit during the Christmas season. But follow with me here today. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. And everybody said, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's what it said about Mary. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He's going to save his people from their sins. Here's what I want to talk to you about today. If there's anything that's under attack in this last generation, it's praise. Praise and worship is under attack. It is in the process of the enemy is trying to eliminate it. He's trying to wipe it out, and he's trying to take it. When that praise is the only thing that I have that would even remotely come close to repaying God for what he has done for me. Could I give him enough money? Could I build him a big enough house? Could I be a good enough person? Absolutely not. But there is no one in this universe that can praise him for me. And we'll cover that here momentarily and make you to understand why it's important and paramount that we praise him and not allow the enemy to take that away. And so with that being said, I want to preach a subject simply entitled, Show Forth Praise. Show forth praise. If there's nothing else you can do, you can always praise him. Amen. I've told you and I'll tell you again. I told God not long ago, if you don't want me to praise you, then you may as well kill me because I will die giving you glory. I want somebody to lay your Bibles aside and let's set the motion for the potion of praise. Let's set the motion. Let's set the emotion. Let's set the atmosphere right now. Let's set this time for praise. Let's set this time for worship. We're not going to be here much longer right now. Let's not waste it. Amen. Come on. Let's not be complacent. Let's not be quiet. Don't shut up now. Don't sit down right now. But let's lift up the name of the Lord and give the King of Kings all the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Beautiful. God bless you. You're seated just now. After that, it's up to you. Praise the Lord. Mary was the very first one. The voice of God came to after years of silence. 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Somebody said, what was God up to? I don't know. That was his business. But there was 400 years of silence. And then finally he speaks. And who does he speak to? He speaks to a lowly little maiden of Israel by the name of Mary. And he said, blessed art thou among women. What's going to happen is that you're going to give birth. And so when she stepped forth, she had Jesus with her. Amen. Listen, we've got to move forward from this day. We've got to move forward from this sanctuary. I long for the day that we're sitting around tables and eating in here in fellowship. It's just going to let the Lord know that we've grown out of that little fellowship hall and we had to stretch it about half again its size or double its size just to put the people in there to feast for Beast Feast or whatever we might be having, hallelujah, letting the Lord know that we've moved from this sanctuary to a better place. Let me tell you what time it is, Landmark. It's time for us to go forth. But don't just go forth. When you go forth with praise. I'm sorry, we're not coming back for Sunday night. Let's just have Sunday night right now. Let's just have Sunday night on Sunday morning. To our guests and visitors, it's getting ready to get a little radical around here because we're going to let you know the secret. The secret to why we're having revival. The secret to why they walk away from their churches and come here for prayer and their bodies are healed. It's not because of who we are. It's not because of our political education. It's not because of our spiritual education. It's because we learned the secret of praise. We've learned how to let go and let God. We've learned how to turn loose and let the Holy Ghost have His way. We know what it is to lift your hands without doubt. I said to lift your hands without a doubt. And to know that when I draw back my hand, that the Spirit of God has moved upon my need. I'm just telling you, if you've got a need, there's not a need my God can't meet. But you need to go forth with praise. If you'll remember the Old Testament, they sent forth Judah. When they sent forth Judah, they won the battle. Why did they send Judah? They sent Judah because Judah was the house of praise. Judah was the tribe of praise. Judah means praise. The definition of Judah is to give God praise. And they sent forth their praise first. The warriors followed after them. Listen, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And if you want to conquer, you better go forth with. You better go forth as an ambassador for Christ. And when you go forth, there needs to be praise on your lips. There needs to be praise emulated from your heart. Hallelujah. Some of you are fighting battles that every devil in hell is after you. Amen. And it seems that like there's no way out. There's addictions. There's afflictions. Amen. There's restrictions. There's all manner of things in this last generation that have come upon people. Yea, I say, even in this congregation, you're not going to overcome by sitting there being pretty. You're not going to overcome by sitting there and being silly. Amen. You better get your hands in the air. Praise is the only thing in the Word of God that the Bible said that nobody is restricted, nobody is held back. Everybody qualifies. Everybody can praise the name of the Lord. And if you want deliverance, if you want healing, if you want to be set free, then lift your hands and shout hallelujah and mean it from the Spirit. Come on, lift your voices. We need our men to help us right now. You need to take your family into victory. You need to lead your family into foremost victory. Go forth, go forth, go forth, go forth with praise. It is not a time for apostolics to sit down. It is not a time for apostolics to shut up. It's a time for us to get louder than we've ever been before. Amen. We will never win this world by being like the world. The world is ready to come out from wherever they are. But when they come out, they've got to have another place to go. And they can't find it if we're just like them. Hear me today. We are different. We are ambassadors. We represent another kingdom. We don't look like this kingdom. We don't act like this kingdom. We don't dress like this kingdom. We don't walk like this kingdom. This is not our kingdom. Our kingdom is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when she stepped forth, she had Jesus with her. A little maid made praise, and Jesus showed up for the very first time after 400 years of silence. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, for over 2,000 years, the church has been in the trance of apostolic worship and apostolic praise, because when you show forth praise, Jesus always shows up. From Mary until this day right here, every time somebody praises him, he will show up. You say, I'm unworthy. Hey, but everybody can praise him. You say, I don't deserve, but everybody can praise him. You say, I don't qualify, but everybody can praise him. I didn't say you're going to preach. I didn't say you're going to sing a special tonight. I didn't say you're going to do anything. Amen. All we want to do is praise him. Let God do what he's going to do after we begin to praise him. But the first thing you got to do is go forth with praise. Don't you let the devil shut you up and sit you down. Don't you let him clamp your lips shut. I've never seen God do anything for anybody with their mouth shut. Amen. You come in with your mouth shut, you're going to leave with your mouth shut. You come in with nothing happening, you're going to leave with nothing happening. But the very first verbal thing you say toward praise, the very first thing that comes out of your mouth that gives him glory, something's going to hit you in the top of your head, and it's going to flow to the soles of your feet, and you're going to leave changed. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 through 27. Amen. It's midnight. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, they begin to pray. And they sang praises. Listen to me. Is it midnight or what? Is it dark out there or what? People don't even know what they're doing. They're out of their mind. Hey, we tease people from California and other places like that. Probably a bunch of them in North Carolina by now, I'm sure. And we called them tree huggers. I thank the Lord for tree huggers. They save trees. I can build a deer stand in there. Amen. They stand in front of heavy equipment that are clearing it out to build things, and they give their lives for that tree. That's their business. I'd rather be preaching the gospel. I'd rather be showing forth praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And they do that. Now, I heard just a few weeks ago that someone is going the extra mile, and they married their tree. Oh, you think that's silly? I'm just telling you, you better brace yourself and put on a seatbelt and wear a helmet, because, honey, you ain't seen nothing yet. This world is going absolutely nuts. And the only thing that's going to hold it together with any kind of spiritual stitching at all is the apostolics, the church of the living God, the truth preaching. The ones that are still repenting, the ones that are still baptizing in Jesus' name, the ones that are still preaching the Holy Ghost and holiness and peace with all men, without which no man shall see the Lord. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It's time to stand up and go forth like never before. Amen. Don't patty cake for Jesus. Slam your hands together and let's get a connection with the Holy Ghost and let the Spirit move. Louder and prouder of the power and the Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I guess you could tell I'm stirred a little bit about praise here right now. Amen. And I'm not preaching it because we're inadequate. I'm not preaching it because I'm challenging you to do something you've never done. We've always praised God in this house. But I want a few of you to know that's why we do it. This is why we're about it. This is why we'll never quit and we'll never stop. You'll never change us. This world will never change us. We will never be appreciated by this world. But when the world needs healing, they know where to come. When the world needs saving, they know where to come. When the world needs joy, when the world wants a real family, and it's not two women having to adopt, and it's not two men loving on one another having to adopt, and let me tell you right now, they know where to come. They know where it's natural. They know where it's true. They know where it's right. And men, your children need to know where it's right. This is the generation. We're going to have to sit them down and tell them it ain't right for a man to lay with a man. It ain't right for a woman to lay with a woman. It ain't right to lie. It ain't right. It ain't right. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but that's the generation we live in. And we live in a generation that every daddy's going to have to lead your family in praise. You're going to have to lead your family in worship. You're going to have to let them know this is what we do. This is who we are. This is what we stand for. This is where we go. Don't you let them tell you you can't praise God. Don't you let them tell you you can't worship. Don't you let them tell you you can't lift up the name of Jesus. I wish there was another one that would run the aisles. Thank God for Brother Bailey. I wish there was another one that would leap for joy. I wish there was another one that would speak in tongues. I wish there was another one that could dance in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hey, you need to tell your boys and your girls. You need to let your wife know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. At midnight, they prayed. It's midnight, and it's time to pray. And I'll tell you something else. It's time to sing praises. It's time to worship our God. And then what's going to happen? Hey, every prisoner out there is going to hear us. They are not going to hear us if we don't make some noise. Everyone in bondage out there is going to hear us. While you're in here trying to slip out, while you're in here sneaking out, while you're in here trying to do your whatever it is you do, there are those that are trying to slip in. There are those that are trying to find us. And the only way they're going to find us is if we can make some noise. Make some noise. We got to make some noise. We got to get loud. We got to get happy. We got to know the joy of the Lord is our strength. Somebody shout yay. I've lost my mind about Jesus. I've lost my mind about praise. I'm going over the edge. I'm a fanatic. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. If the world can create people that are so confused, they don't know how to look, don't know how to dress, and they don't even know what they are from this day to the next, and we got to provide a bathroom for them because they don't know this morning what they're going to be. Hey, I know who I am. I know who I believe in. I know what I was born to be. And this church knows who they are. This church knows what you believe. Let's make some noise so they can find us. Let's make some noise so they can find us. They've got to find us. They've got to locate where we are. They heard them. They heard them. The next verse, he said, suddenly there's a great earthquake. Wow. Hello? You praise God. He'll get things shaken. You just begin to praise the Lord. He'll shake things up. Amen. So that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Everyone's chains began to fall off. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm telling you right now, amen, I don't believe family's going to be saved without you praying for them. I don't believe lost loved ones are going to be saved without you taking them to the throne of God. But hear me right now. It's not over when you pray. When you prayed, you better jump to your feet and begin to praise God for what they're going to go through when you see them speak in tongues. You begin to praise God for what they're going to go through when they're baptized in Jesus' name. You begin to worship God for what they're going to feel, for the way they're going to act, for the anointing that's going to break the yoke, and the Spirit of God that's going to stir up the gift of God within them. It's midnight. It's midnight. And we need to break out on this world like a bad rash. Hallelujah. Amen. I want Landmark to break out so bad the whole world gets a bad itch. My Lord, what is going on? That ain't gonna get better till I get the Landmark. Get me a back scratcher. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's midnight. Let's break out. Amen. We're going to open doors. You saw it right there in the Word of God. The doors open. We're going to loose bands. You saw it right there. The chains fell off. Hey, I'm just asking you, if God did it once, can He do it again? If He did it one time, can He do it again? How are you going to let Him know He can do it again without some noise? Now, we're right on the edge of a great revival. Amen. We're on the edge of a great revival. The Lord is blessing. Amen. Our headquarters just bought a new building, and they're paying us to buy it. You say, how in the world is that? I'll have to talk to you after church. It's a long story. Amen. But the people aren't going out from it yet. They had to sell it immediately. They sold it, and the people are paying us rent. And it's massive. All the furnishings, the round tables for conferences, for conference times and meetings and offices and all that's first class. And so our headquarters is moving to that right there. And God is preparing us. Amen. There's a group of pastors from all over the nation that's headed to the UN building to have services on the 27th floor. How many of you have ever seen that picture of Jesus knocking on the window of the UN building? You ever seen that? You need to see that. My Lord, it was painted in the 60s. And he's knocking on the window of the 27th floor. Amen. Here in just less than a couple of weeks, apostolics. Amen. The only religion that has been allowed in the UN at all. The apostolics are going to meet on the 27th floor where Jesus was knocking on the window. The Lord is setting us up for an end time revival. Don't you be on your way out when the Holy Ghost is on His way in. Don't you be on your way out when the world is ready to come on in. You just sit right here and make some noise toward God. You just sit right here and make some noise. And let's lift up the name of the Lord. And let's see what God's getting ready to do in this nation. It's no accident that Landmark is building at the very same time that our headquarters is having revival. At the very same time that we have reached into the United Nations building. Just last week, I forget how many it was, received the Holy Ghost at the UN. At the UN, inside the United Nations building where the whole world is represented. Hey, folks, that's the people that want one government. They don't come much more socialist than that. I'm just telling you, might need to bleep that one out, I don't know. But I'm just telling you right now, hallelujah, it doesn't matter to God what it is. If there's somebody that will stand up and then stand out and then stand for that and lift their hands up. Without doubting, without wrath, in the spirit of holiness, then the Spirit of God will come down. Hallelujah. Amen. Show forth praise. Show forth praise. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Hallelujah. Look at this. We have to bypass that. First Peter. But you are a chosen generation. Now, the last time I looked, that didn't say frozen. Isn't that funny? Amen. You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. A holy nation. You are a peculiar people. Some of you visiting today say, you got that right. Hallelujah. You're peculiar. They can't figure you out. They don't know what page you're on. Amen. I asked a guy one time at a hardware store. I said, I know you. He said, yeah, I visited your church. I said, hey, when you coming back? He said, I ain't coming back. You folks are crazy. He don't know that all I got to do is go in the prayer room and pray and then praise God for the fact He's coming back and His carcass will be coming back. Because no man comes to the Lord except the Spirit of God draws him. And Spirit of God can draw him if I pray for him. Spirit of God will draw him if I praise God over him. Hello? He's not willing. My God is not willing that any should perish. And He can call anybody at any given time and they will respond. Amen. So, and holy nation, peculiar people, you should do this. What? Show forth the praises of Him. Light. If you can't thank him for anything else, let's just lift our hands and praise him for the light right now. Hallelujah. 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 Remember when you used to lean over to a friend and say, hey, you got a light? And then a sure enough friend came along and gave you the light. Can you say praise the Lord? There it is. You've seen it. You've been exposed. That's the UN building. And that's the Lord knocking on the 27th floor. And that's where it's all going to happen here in about a week and a half. It's already been happening. Ambassadors from other countries, they've had their wives healed of cancer. There have been people filled with the Holy Ghost. There have been people baptized in Jesus' name. And then last week, the greatest move of God that's happened so far there, as far as people receiving the Holy Ghost, they want us to come. They want all of us to come. They do, literally. Everybody, every pastor in the nation's invited. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to come together, but I'm sure they can organize it, and I'm sure they have. But it's going to be a great time. Amen. And so it is. What are we? We are chosen. Everybody say chosen. We are holy. Everybody say holy. And everybody shout, we're peculiar. And we are in the light. And so with all of that, that we're packing from the glory of God, what should we do with it? There's only one thing we can do with it, and that is to show forth. Let me tell you what you can do with your praise. You can praise him out of your past. You can praise him for the present. And you can praise him into your future. Hallelujah. If you're happy and you know it, show it in your praise. David showed up packing his psalms with his praise. Amen. David had everything he needed to go against a giant because he had been praising God all along. He was harping about it. And so then Daniel showed up with three prayer meetings a day. No wonder the lions couldn't eat him. God's not going to lose anybody like that. That's important to the kingdom. I want to be important to the kingdom. So what am I going to do? I'm going to show forth praise. The flowers can't do it like that. Trees can't do it. Hello? The spotted owl, the humpback whale can't do it. But I can show forth praise. Moses showed up with a rod that represented God. Amen. I think we can show forth praise. Hallelujah. We need to fight for our eternity. We need to fight for our family. And we need to fight for our church. Look at Hebrews 8:8. Amen. Are we okay? For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. In other words, I'm coming to my people, but don't you even think that I'm going to leave Judah out. I'm coming back to my people. That's why we started an apostolic church in Jerusalem. You didn't know that. You better get updated, folks. I'm just saying, hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm not going to leave Judah out. Amen. I'm going to come back to my people, but I'm not coming back without praise. Amen. I'm going to build a church, and they're going to give me glory. I'm going to build a church, and they're going to give me honor. Amen. What is a covenant? I heard a man of God describe a covenant in a way that I'd never heard it. I want to share it with you. Amen. He said, this is a covenant. There's a difference between a covenant and a contract. Amen. A contract says, this is what I will do as long as you will do this. Signed, documented, notarized. But a covenant says, I'm going to do this whether you do it or not. Hallelujah. I don't have to be a part of revival, but guess what? Revival's coming anyhow. I don't have to be a part of end time, what God's up to, and the Holy Ghost being poured out on everything. Amen. But guess what? It's a covenant. He promised it. It's going to happen anyhow. Whether I break contract or not, it don't matter to God. He's going to pour his spirit out upon all men. I'm just saying, I have the opportunity to be a part of the covenant. It's not a contract to me. It is a lifestyle. It's a way to live. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so there are needs here today. There are needs in this house. And I think we can praise our way through them. Amen. He inhabits the praises of his people. Amen? Most of the word praise is raised. No wonder the Bible said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All we've got to do is raise it. In other words, all we've got to do is praise it. Just lift him up. Amen. Your sons and your daughters are going to make their way home. Your sons and the Lord laid this on my heart at this family camp. I interrupted the service. They let me speak for about 10 seconds, and I shared that. The preacher didn't get to preach. Everybody just began to praise. Some fell on the floor. Some leaned against the wall. Some walked back and forth. Others began to weep and cry, standing right where they were. People got healed. People got the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, the key to this end time, our success, is going to be in our heartfelt praise. It's going to be in our heartfelt worship. It's going to be in how much we glorify our God. Amen. Many are chosen. Don't be frozen when you're chosen. Amen. Lift up the name of the Lord and praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. He's going to draw. He's going to prevail. Praise God. Hear me. It is a mandate. It's Father's Day, so hear me. It is a mandate from hell for men to lose their praise. You see, I've had the Holy Ghost for 29 years. I don't care how long you've had the Holy Ghost. You can lose it in 29 minutes when you retire your praise. Amen. And so hell is not attacking your Holy Ghost. It was your Holy Ghost that kicked his booty out of heaven. I'm just telling you right now, he's afraid of your Holy Ghost, but he ain't afraid of your praise. He's not afraid of your worship. And if there's anything in here today he wants to attack, I'm talking about the devil right now. If there's anything the devil can cheat you out of the next level with, it's by robbing you of your praise. I wonder if there's anybody in this house right now that's saying, hey, he can't have my praise. He can't have my worship. He can't have my glory. He can't have what I've got to give God. He can't have my portion. You've got your portion, I've got my portion, and the devil can't have it. Hallelujah. Mike, the devil can't have my praise. He can't have my worship. Hallelujah. I don't care what I went through this day. I don't care what I went through yesterday. There ain't no devil in hell going to get my worship. Amen. I can promise that, because praise doesn't come from God. It comes from me. And I promise God, the devil cannot have my praise. Woo, we're getting there now. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Get radical. Somebody get right. Somebody make it loud. Somebody do it good. Praise. Praise. Hallelujah. Why is it a mandate for the devil to rob me of my praise? Because praise exalts our God, and he in turn will strengthen us. Amen. Have you ever walked away from a time of praise and just felt strength? Amen. Some of you jokingly, I know, and I love that, because I'm a jokester myself. And many of you, we've walked away from the service and I didn't get to preach. You pat me on the back and say, that's the greatest sermon I've ever heard. Man, you preached tonight. Why'd you say that? I'll tell you why you said that. Because when you left that service after praising him for about 30 or 40 minutes, you felt like that you could just run through hell with a bucket of ice water and save everybody. Hallelujah. What is that about that? Amen. When we lift him, it brings him joy. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I bring him joy in my praise, he gives me strength. That strength turns into anointing, Brother Ron. It turns into authority. It turns into dominion. It turns into power over the enemy. Hallelujah. Walking on serpents, treading on serpents. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, Jesus was just passing through. Amen. You know what? The last thing the devil wants is a bunch of Davids running around here with slingshots. The last thing the devil wants is a bunch of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saying, I'm not going to bow to other gods. I've got one God that I'm going to bow to, and that's the only one I'm going to worship. That's the last thing the devil wants. Because the minute that those three began to worship God, the fire couldn't touch them. The minute David began to worship God, he had already conquered that giant. The minute Moses turned his face toward God, amen, he had already parted the Red Sea. The very moment Daniel began to offer praises to his God, I'm telling you, the battle was already won against the lion's den. I can go on and on. Amen. You want to win your battle? You want to overcome? You want to be a greater conqueror? Hallelujah. Why don't you jump to your feet and make some noise right now that the devil can't stand? Give him a nervous breakdown right now. Give him a nerve. Let him break out in a hot sweat. Tear his nerves up. Hallelujah. Rip him apart. Come on, somebody offer praise. Somebody offer glory. Somebody offer honor. Just stand right there. Stand right there. Jesus was just passing through Samaria and Galilee when he called a certain when he entered a certain village. Amen. 10 men from afar off. Listen to this. They were far off. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever felt like you just got a pretty good distance away from God? Hello. Amen. How did those 10 men get his attention? I'll tell you how. Hallelujah. From afar off, they began to lift their voices. They didn't stand there like, I deserve it. I came to church today. He just passed thousands of people like that. But these particular 10 began to cry out. And they began to get loud with their voice. And then the Bible said the Lord saw them afar off. And every one of them was healed of leprosy. Now be careful. Be careful. Because every one of them were healed of leprosy. But only one of them came back to give him praise. I don't know the history of the other nine, but Jesus said, where's the other nine? Are you the only one that came back to give me praise? I got a feeling Jesus knows what happened to the other nine, and I got a feeling it ain't pretty. Hallelujah. But if God has ever done anything for you, it's time to come back and give him praise. It's time to come back and give him honor. It's time to come back and give him thanks. Why don't we make our way to an altar? Let's make our way to a place of praise. Let's make our way to a place of worship. Let's make our way to a place that we can lift up the name of the Lord and glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All we got to do right now is show forth praise and let the King of Kings come with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. He saw them. Then he cleansed them. One of them was healed. One of them came back. They said with a loud voice that he glorified God. Jesus said, where's the nine? Only one man came back. I'm pleading with you today. Be the man. Be the man. Whatever God does for you, don't forget him. Come back.
I'll praise you in all that I go through.
Come back and give him praise.
Because praise.
Oh, let's lift him up and pray with one another. Let's lift him up and believe God with one another right now. Let's lift him up and trust the Lord for one another. Let the Holy Ghost move. Let the Spirit of God move. Hallelujah.
I vow to praise you.
I vow to praise you.
For the good and the bad.
The good and the bad.
I'll praise you.
Whether I'm happy or sad.
Whether happy or sad.
Oh, I'm going to praise
I'll
you.
Praise you.
I will praise you.
In all that I go.
You.
Lord, I will praise you.
Is it what you do?
Praise is praise what I do.
Is praise really what you do?
When I want to be close
Come
to
on.
You.
Somebody join me.
I
can't give him all the praise he deserves by myself.
In
I can't give him all the glory he deserves by myself.
Praise is
I can't
I
honor
am.
Him enough by myself.
I'll praise him
oh,
while
somebody
I
help
can.
Me. Somebody help
I'll
me.
Bless
somebody help
him
me.
At all times.
You know, one of the greatest attachments that we have with God is conviction, not condemnation. There's no condemnation that comes from God, but there is conviction. Condemnation tells you how low and tells you how no good and all of that that you are. We do enough of that to ourselves without God doing that. Conviction says, I'm with you every day, and I see you. I watch you. I care for you. And this is how conviction operates when we praise. That heavenly world begins to open up, and we just see how good he is. We begin to feel how wonderful he is, and then we begin to compare ourselves to that. And then conviction sets in. And that's when we begin to tell the Lord, I want to do better. I want to be bigger. I want to be stronger. I want to come closer. I want a greater relationship. That result, all of that results from conviction. So don't run away from conviction. But let it do its work. So that through praise and conviction and repentance and desire, drive, and all those emotions and relationship with the Lord will draw us closer and make us greater people. Amen. Please don't say things like, when's it enough? When are we going to, when do we stop? You don't stop. It's never enough. When did Jesus give enough? When he breathed his last breath. I want to do the very same thing. I want to do the very same thing. Amen. I want to give him everything he wants and more. I want to surrender, submit, sacrifice, dedicate, whatever it's called, wherever it comes from, whatever it is. It's not going to be enough until I breathe my last breath. Why don't we just close our eyes so we can block out everyone around us, bow our heads. And let's just tell the Lord in commitment today that I vow to praise you the rest of my life. I commit to praise and I commit to worship the rest of my life. Help me not to forget. Lord, help me not to lay it aside. Help me not to abandon the thing that I have that connects me the greatest way to you. Hallelujah. Because I love you. I love you, Lord. You are the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I worship you
what I do.
Praise God. And I owe it all to you.
And I owe it all to you.
Can you say amen? What a presence of God. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a good time with Dad. Treat him right and spoil him.